Mignon, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Michelle.
So I've been noticing that some of the Halloween decorations that I've seen up around Reno actually spell Halloween with an apostrophe between the two E's. What's going on there?
One early spelling of Halloween was All Hallows Even, which even meant evening long, long ago. And then that got shortened over the years to Hallows Even and then Halloween. And then people started putting an apostrophe in to get rid of the V. People just used apostrophes to replace letters somewhat randomly over the years. It's become more standardized today, but long ago, they could use apostrophes to replace almost any letter. So, you know, now the correct spelling doesn't include an apostrophe. But if you want that sort of old-timey feel with your decorations or your party invitations, you can put the apostrophe between the two E's. You know, and it looks like something that might have been sent out in the 18th century.
Okay, so keep the apostrophe maybe for more decorative purposes, but maybe not in actual correspondence.
Exactly, okay. Yes.
And another sort of spooky topic that you've done significant research on is the idea of a ghost word.
Ooh, I know they sound so spooky, ghost words. And it's just a name for words that actually have no real existence. So it happens that when people are putting together dictionaries or translating texts, we're all human. And so sometimes there are mistakes and words get created from these mistakes and then they stick in the language. One example is the word gravy. Actually, I know it's funny, but gravy is the V is the result of a 14th century translator making a mistake. So in the original French, it was grainy, G-R-A-N-Y or G-R-A-N-E-Y. And it just so happened that when a translator was doing his or her work, got it wrong, put the V where the N was, and now that is the entire reason that today it's gravy and not grainy. Another example, there was a word that made it into the dictionary called, it was dord, D-O-R-D. And dord was originally meant to be just the letter D, and the entry was capital D or lowercase d. But the way dictionary writers type out the word, they put a space between each letter. Even when they're spelling out a regular word like the, it would be T space H space E. So when they had D space O space R D for D or D, someone misinterpreted that as not D or D, but the word dord. So it made it into the dictionary and was listed as a word for a while until someone noticed the error and took it out.
What was listed as the definition of the word?
I think the definition was just the same, density in physics or chemistry, but instead of being the letter D, it was dord.
Were there any other ghost words that really surprised you, or maybe words that are very common we use all the time that we don't think of where they originated?
Another interesting one that comes from an error is tweed for the type of wool. So it comes from a misunderstanding of a Scottish word tweel, T-W-E-E-L, which is how the Scottish people say twill, the kind of material. But there's also a river in Scotland called the Tweed River. And so when people saw tweel, they thought it was should have been tweed because they always had the idea of that river in their mind. So, you know, again, it was a mistake. It should have been tweel, but people kept saying tweed. And so it became the word that we use for wool. So, again, it's considered sort of a ghost word because it resulted from an error and wasn't a real word. But now it is.
And actually, another interesting, spooky word of this time of year that you've done research on some of the etymology, where it came from, is brouhaha.
Right. Well, a brouhaha is, you know, an uproar or a kerfuffle. So a few years ago, I think I used the word brouhaha, and then I thought, what an odd word. I wonder where that came from. When often that will lead you on the most interesting path. I love researching etymology of words, especially interesting sounding words. So brouhaha, it may be just an imitation of the sound that you hear during a commotion. But there are sources that say that it's related to actors who were playing the devil in the Middle Ages. And more specifically, actors who were playing the devil pretending to be clergy. So some people think it may come from the Hebrew phrase Baruch Haba Haba, which is what was announced in the synagogues when the clergy would come out. And it means blessed be the one who comes in the name of the Lord. So they would shout or say Baruch Haba Haba. And that sounds an awful lot like brouhaha.
Mignon Fogarty, a.k.a. Grammar Girl, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Michelle.